Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. Now, we're in the middle of a very interesting lesson about trash. What do you usually do with your trash? Do you throw it on the ground or do you throw it into a trash can? Well, today's lesson is called Trash Trouble. Yesterday, we met George and Bob, who are in the middle of an intense conversation about littering. And here's a question I would like you to try to answer. What does Bob think they need more of? What does Bob think they need more of? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's talk about littering. Follow me.
Trash Trouble.
Don't pick on me. I've seen lots of litter in some of the neighborhoods around town. Lots of people litter.
So, just because some people are litter bugs doesn't mean it's okay. Everyone should care about the environment and help protect it.
Hey, it's not like I dropped a big bag of garbage on the ground.
We are in a public park. If everyone who visited dropped one piece of trash, this place would look like a dump.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 neighborhood 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 neighbor, 邻居这个名词。H-O-O-D 这个字尾有状态的意思，所以 neighborhood 就是指街坊邻里或者是附近的地区。例如 There are many unique little cafes in my neighborhood. 我家附近有很多别具一格的小咖啡馆。或者是 Stanley lives in a nice middle class neighborhood. Stanley 住在一个环境很好的中产阶级的社区。接下来我们看的是 dump 这个名词。dump 在这里是指垃圾场或垃圾堆。例如 many homeless kids are looking for food in the dump. 有许多流浪儿在这个垃圾场寻找食物。或者是 Nick never cleans his room. His room is just like a dump. Nick 从来不打扫房间的，他的房间就像个垃圾堆。Dump 也可以当动词，意思是丢下或扔下。例如 the stolen car was dumped in the parking lot and the thieves escaped.这部脏车被丢置在一个停车场，而小偷则成功的逃脱。Dump 也指甩掉或抛弃恋人，例如 Ronald was dumped by his girlfriend on his birthday. Ronald 在生日那一天被女朋友甩了。
Alrighty, it's time for us to continue this conversation between Bob and George. So,Bob starts this conversation off by saying, Don't pick on me. Okay, so he responded to something George had said yesterday, right?
Okay, right. And so he says, Don't pick on me, because George is kind of giving Bob a hard time about littering. Now let's take a look at this phrase. It's a useful phrase. It's kind of like that word tease.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca...How would you define to pick on somebody?
Now, when you pick on someone, this just means you tease them, you find everything wrong with that person, and you point out everything that they do that's not correct.
That's right. And sometimes you can pick on people in kind of a fun way. Maybe it's because they're easy to pick on. Maybe because they always give kind of an interesting reaction. When I was in high school, I had a teacher...who said, I guess he used to make jokes about me in front of class, and they were fun jokes. And he said, sorry, Gabe, you're just so easy to pick on. I kind of took it as a compliment, because I didn't get angry like a lot of people would.
So in other words, I should start picking on you more, Gabe.
Yeah, it depends.
Because you're fun to pick on, right?
Yeah, but sometimes picking on people isn't good. It can actually be a form of bullying.I don't think that's the kind of picking on, that George is doing here. George is just trying to let Bob know what he did wrong. But why did Bob say, "Don't pick on me"? He says, "I have seen lots of litter in some of the neighborhoods around town. Lots of people litter." So, Rebecca, maybe he's upset because George isn't picking on anybody else. He's just picking on Bob.
Right. But I think in addition, Bob only dropped a small wrapper. So in his mind, he doesn't really feel like a small wrapper is a big deal, and George might be making a much bigger deal about a small wrapper.
Yeah.
I think that's also part of the problem. Well, George responds with a question. He says, "So, just because some people are litter bugs doesn't mean it's okay. Everyone should care about the environment and help protect it." Well, there's another phrase in here that we would like for you to know. It's a very important sentence pattern, and that is, "just because doesn't mean." And you can use this when you want to compare what you did with someone else.
Yeah, so for example, you know, maybe you admire somebody. Maybe they're even your leader. Just because your leader did something doesn't mean it's right. Think about the things that people do and what you want to follow. Or recently we talked about bullying. We had a lesson about bullying, right?
Right.
Just because he's laughing doesn't mean he's happy. Maybe someone has been picked on and they're laughing because people are joking around, but really he's hurting on the inside. Just because someone's laughing doesn't mean they're happy.
That's right. Just because people drink and drive doesn't mean it's okay. And just because some people are litter bugs doesn't mean it's okay. I think sometimes we get in our minds that if lots of people are doing something, that makes it okay. But it's not always the case.
That's right. Sometimes we have to go against the flow. Now, Rebecca, I think this word litter bug is kind of interesting because...
because it's a bug that litters, right?
Right. Well, because it makes it sound like this person is cute and what they're doing is cute. Because the word litter bug sounds cute, right?
Right. It does. It really does sound like a bug that litters or, yeah, a cute person that's littering.
But is littering cute?
Well, no, actually. Littering damages or hurts the environment. Mm-hmm. And a litter bug is somebody who litters a lot.
That's right. Okay, so you can use, it is a useful word. It's kind of a fun word to talk about someone who just doesn't even think about it. He just litters all the time. So George says, everyone should care about the environment and help protect it. Bob says, hey, it's not like I dropped a big bag of garbage on the ground. I like that phrase. It's not like I did something.
Right. And this is a phrase that you also need to know. You can use this when you want to say that something you did really isn't that big of a deal. Or you're trying to make it seem like it's not as important as someone else might think it is.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, that bullying example a minute ago, maybe someone says, I just teased him. It's not like I hurt him. Well, sometimes when you tease somebody, it really does hurt the person. But you can use this phrase in different ways, right? We can still go on a picnic. It's only a light rain. It's not like it's a thunderstorm outside.
And you never know, that light rain might turn into a thunderstorm. Who knows, right? Well, Bob says, hey, it's not like I dropped a big bag of garbage on the ground. Once again, he's trying to justify his action, and that is, he only dropped a small wrapper. Now, George responds by saying, we are in a public park. If everyone who visited dropped one piece of trash, this place would look like a dump. Have you ever been to a dump, Gabe?
You mean like a landfill?
Like a landfill, yeah, or kind of like this.
Yeah, I think this is a landfill. It's a big dump, right? Mm-hmm. That's a place where the government takes a lot of the city's trash. But there's something interesting about this picture, Rebecca, is that this sun in the background makes it seem kind of like a dump is a beautiful place.
Well, I guess what you can get from this picture is that you can find beauty even in the midst of trash.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
That's a very good point. Friends, right now it's time for us to go to the
InfoCloud.
friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Today, let's talk about disagreements.
Most people like to get along with others, but at one point or another, we all have disagreements. These could be small issues, like disagreeing about what to have for dinner.
But they can also be big issues, like disagreeing about where to live after getting married.
It's always important to discuss big decisions calmly, but that doesn't always happen. Discussions can turn into arguments, and when that happens, someone might say,
"It's my way or the highway." This phrase implies that there are two choices. We can do things the way I want to do them, or the other person can leave.
That is a very strong statement. Usually we hear this phrase used in movies. If a boss tells an employee, "It's my way or the highway," that means the employee either needs to do what they are told, or they are going to be fired.
这是一个非常有趣的讲法, my way or the highway. My way 就是我的方式, highway 是公路。当我们在讨论事情意见不合的时候,可能就会有人说, it's my way or the highway. 照我的方法做,要不然你就卷铺盖走路,走在那条公路上去别的地方吧。这是一种相当强势的表达,通常会在电影中看到老板对员工这么说。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Do you consider yourself a litter bug? Or do you feel like it's important to throw your trash into a trash can? Well, these are the questions of the hour, and this is what we're discussing in today's lesson. So, we need to continue with this conversation between Bob and George. Trash trouble.
Well, maybe there should be more public trash cans around. Then it'll be more convenient to throw things away.
We're going to walk past a trash can on our way home. Remember? There's a trash can near the bus stop.
Oh, yeah. Well, I still don't think my dropping just a tiny wrapper is a big deal. If someone is really worried about it, they will pick it up and throw it away.
Yeah, maybe.Let's head home.
OK, 继续我们看 trash can 这个名词。Trash can 是指垃圾桶，也可以说成 garbage can。例如 Larry tossed his Coke can in the trash can but missed.Larry 要把可乐罐丢进垃圾桶，但是没有丢进。Trash can 和 garbage bin, B-I-N, 基本上都是一样的，只是 garbage bin 通常体积比较大，而且有盖子。例如 make sure the lids of the garbage bins are closed or else it'll attract the bears in the area. 要确定垃圾桶的盖子有锁上，要不然会吸引附近的熊。另外还有所谓的 waste basket, 意思就是废纸篓。例如 Ellen mistakenly dumped her final draft of the letter in a waste basket. Ellen 不小心把这封信的最后版本扔进废纸篓里了。最后我们看的是课文的最后一句话 Let's head home 里面的 head 这个动词。Head 当名词是指头部，但是当动词是指往某个方向走，是一个不及物动词，所以后面要加介系词才加后面的地点。例如 Maurice ran into his teacher as he was heading out of school. Maurice 要离开学校的时候碰到他的老师。Head 只有后面加上 home, back, 或者是方向时才不需要加介系词。例如 It's almost 9 p.m. It's time to head home. 已经晚上9点了，该回家了。 或者是 we encountered a rainstorm while heading south. 我们往南方前进的时候遭遇到了暴风雨。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we get to continue this conversation with Bob. He responds to George by saying, well, maybe there should be more public trash cans around. And guess what, Gabe? This is your lucky day, because that is the answer to the question I asked earlier.
Sweet. Okay, here's the answer.
Well, the question is...What does Bob think they need more of?
Bob thinks that there should be more public trash cans around. And, you know, in this whole lesson, I think this is one thing I agree with Bob on. This city does need more public trash cans.
Right. Do you know how annoying it is? I will be perfectly honest. Mm-hmm. When you have garbage, especially mm-hmm. if it's like, a cup that has some drink in it thatyou really don't want any more, and then you're walking around and you can't find a garbage can anywhere.
Yeah.
You have to hold and walk, walk, walk.
Yep, until you find a trash can, or if you don't find one, you just decide to take it home. I mean, that is the right thing to do. Don't litter, just wherever you feel like it. So it is nice if cities do have a lot of public trash cans.
You know, that happened to me recently.Where I was stuck with some garbage. I was at a grocery store. I'm trying to go shopping, too.
Uh-huh.
And I had to carry my trash around because there were no trash cans.
Well.
And don't worry, I didn't litter, though.
Well, that's good. Okay, so friends, whatever you do, don't litter. So Bob says, then it would be more convenient to throw things away. And that is true. Well, George says, we're going to walk past a trash can on our way home, remember? So...They know the area. They know there's a trash can somewhere close by. But what does this phrase mean, on one's way?
Well, you can use this phrase when you're talking about heading somewhere, whether it be heading home or heading to the store or somewhere.
That's right. And if you're on your way somewhere and maybe people are waiting for you, you could text them and say, I'm on my way.Or perhaps you're on the phone, you're waiting for somebody. You know, I know you're late, but are you on your way yet? That means, have you left your house yet or left the office or whatever? And like Rebecca said, you can go somewhere. So you're on your way to the library, or I'm on my way to the office. I'm on my way to the hospital.
Right. There are lots of different places that you could be on your way to. But of course, George and Bob are on their way home, and they're going to find a trash can.George nicely reminded Bob. Well, he says, remember, there's a trash can near the bus stop. The bus stop. So it's near the bus stop, mm-hmm. meaning that it's in the vicinity of the bus stop, right?
The city?
Vicinity.
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 Yes. Yes, vicinity. That word does not appear in our lesson, mm-hmm. but it's a good one to know.
And what does this word mean? Well, it's just the...area around a place or, yeah, kind of in the area that you're in or going to be going.
Yeah, so for example, you know, you're looking for a post office. I'll let you know there is a post office in the vicinity of our house. It's not too far away. or maybe someone is waiting for you and they want to know where you are. You can let them know if you're close by. You can say, I'm in the vicinity. I'm almost there.
Right.Well, Bob says, oh, yeah, well, I still don't think my dropping just a tiny wrapper is a big deal. So he's still thinking about this wrapper, the small little wrapper, and how dropping it on the ground isn't a big deal.
Right. He says if someone is really worried about it, they will pick it up and throw it away.Well, there's a good phrase that you maybe have already learned before, but it's good for us to review anyway, and that is, if you're worried about something, what does that mean?
Well, if you're worried about something, it just means that you think about the problems or the unpleasant things that could possibly happen, and it's a very unpleasant feeling to have.
That's right. Now, you know the phrase to worry about something. For example, everyone worries about some things that...at different times in life, right? Some people worry about their job. What kind of job will they have? Some people worry about school or their grades. Are they going to get a good grade on their test? Or, just like you see in our lesson, the word becomes worried. So some people are worried about maybe other people. Rebecca, mm-hmm. Do you know any parents who are worried about the decisions that their kids are making?
Absolutely. I know several parents that are very worried about their children, worried about, you know, them getting a good education and making sure that their kids can get a good job after graduating.
Exactly. And maybe the parent might say, you know, I'm a little worried about you. I think maybe you need to change some of your habits. So this is a good phrase to know. So Bob says someone will pick it up and throw it away if they're worried about it. And what does George do?
Yeah, maybe. He picks up the wrapper and says, let's head home. Way to go, Bob, for creating extra work for George.
Well, Rebecca, I think from yesterday's lesson and today's lesson, our friends, our students here, know exactly what you and I think about littering.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what Doris thinks about littering. Let's go find out.
If you have something to throw away and you can't find a trash can, what would you do? Hold on to it until you find the right place to throw it away? Or drop it on the floor where no one is looking and walk away? There is litter everywhere because people are not caring about the environment. When you care about something, you want to protect it. When you care about the environment, you will not litter. And when you care about people, you would want them to live in a clean environment. A dirty environment has germs, and they make people sick. We all play an important part in keeping our environment free of litter. We only have one Earth. Let's do all we can to protect it. Be sure that litter goes where it belongs.
Well, you know, I have a confession to make.
By all means, this is the place to do it.
Yeah, publicly, right?
Right.
You know, in my apartment building on the first floor, someone parks a bike there, and their bike has a basket in the front. And sometimes, in the past, I've put, you know, my empty cup in that basket. I'm sorry.
Gabe, so you're one of those people that puts empty cups in the baskets of other people's bikes.
I'm sorry about that.
This is something you don't do, friends.
Well, I don't do it anymore.
Well, you need to train your brain not to litter.
Hey, that's the name of our next lesson, friends. Come back next time to
Studio Classroom
to train your brain.
A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.